For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Femuliner. In rural communities, finding transportation to basic healthcare services can be difficult. So what if instead of making people come to healthcare, the healthcare came to them? Well, the Ellis Fischel Cancer Center is working to do just that by bringing preventative mammogram screenings to rural communities with its mobile mammography van. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk has more.
Harriet Jones lives in Boonville.
This is my home. I've been here all my life.
Which is to say, a long time.
I'm 92 years old. Thank the Lord.
And on a chilly Friday in early October, she's coming in for her twice-yearly mammogram. But not to the Rural Health Clinic in Boonville, and not to the hospital in Columbia.
Especially when you get older, you shouldn't be driving on Highway 70.
No, instead she is visiting the mobile mammography van, or the MAM van as it's affectionately known. It's a 44-foot-long van with three female staffers and everything needed for a comprehensive breast cancer screening on the go. Here's Dee Dockin, one of the MAM van's cancer screening nurses.
Mammogram. They've checked in, had their mammogram, then they come to me. And it's very tight space, so we waltz around so we can get the door shut. I have them sit here. I talk to them about their history. I look at them while they're sitting, how their breasts look. We talk about that, and then they lay down, and I do a hands-on breast exam, giving education at the same time.
Dawkins says they see about 20 patients a day, so the MAM van staff has to be efficient. An appointment only lasts about 15 minutes. Now, the MAM van service isn't all that new. It's actually been around since 1992.
There is a huge population in the rural counties that, you know, either they farm or they don't have the capability to get to a facility where they can get their mammograms.
That's Angie Oliver. She's the service coordinator for the MAM van. She says the MAM van's original mission has expanded as the interest in the MAM van has grown.
Now we pretty much touch anywhere that a site will actually ask us to come to.
This includes rural health clinics, like in Boonville, and county health departments, but also private businesses and breast cancer awareness events. Oliver says their patients come in for a variety of reasons. For some people, it's just more convenient, and those people use private insurance. But for others, they
would not be able to afford to have a mammogram or would not consider it vital to have done if they, you know, don't have the money to do it.
Mammograms on board the MAM van are provided to low-income patients at no cost. And while there are other mobile mammography screening vans in the state, the Ellis Fischel MAM van visited 28 counties and screened more than 2,000 women last fiscal year. Dee Dockin, the screening nurse, says all of the staff loves the work they do on the van.
We'd much rather be out on the road, having adventures and meeting lots of nice women than staying in the hospital most of the time. So
at the end of the day, after the last patient has left, the three women on board the MAM van pack up and prepare to head home and get ready for another day, another sight. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.